Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This segment might be a challenge as I have the hiccups and they won't go away. I tried holding my breath.
Yeah. You got to do it till like you lose some brain cells.
I don't have many to spare.
That always worked for me growing up.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more.
Do you need someone to scare you?
Now through Saturday, in-store only. I think I might. The Twitter question, which should the Eagles' first priority be at the trade deadline, edge or corner? Edge at 52%, corner at 48%. Pretty split there. I think the difference is probably get a more, from what Baldy was saying, unless you're getting Trey Hendrickson, a lot of the edge guys are just, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do here. I've never been confronted with this situation.
Did you drink some water?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to talk in between hiccups.
Look, Chuck's outside the window.
That was supposed to scare
Hide
you.
My fingers.
Yeah.
215.
It'll go away.
We'll get to the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings in a moment. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up, man? Go get you some of that good skookle water, man. Take care of them hiccups.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't want to kill them.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll do you good.
Yeah, they'll do me great.
You think Embiid listens to the show?
No.
I was going to say, if he want a fan for life, man, all he got to do is dedicate one of his turnarounds to Chuck, man, and he's on him for life. He'll make up every excuse for him.
Oh, yeah.
And everything for the rest of his career because he does Bryce. That home run is 3 years ago, man. He got to get up off of that, man.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Derek. Show every day. He was one of my – he was like the top caller for a little bit, but you're right. He'd be emphatic about stuff, and then he'd just jump off, and then – he comes back on, and it's like, come on, bro. Like OG Wade, he ain't never coming off of Jalen Hurts.
Nope.
Right.
You cut off Hurts' arms, he's still going to be saying, he's top five because he can do this with his leg. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yep.
You got to respect that. But I'm not going to say I'm all in with the Sixers, man, but I am hopeful, man, because I feel like if Embiid can give him, like, 35, 40 games, like, Embiid's skill set, like you said earlier, Spike, like, he ain't – have a better career than Allen Iverson. But I think, like, skill set-wise, Joel Embiid, like, he might be the best big that we've seen just skill set-wise. You know what I mean? He just can't stay healthy, and a lot of guys can't. You know what I mean?
The thing about Embiid, I've always said, is there's not very many players in the NBA, even the best ones, who are the best offensive and defensive player on their team. Normally, it's one or the other. But you look at the top players now, like none of them are, and he is, and that is the upside for him, and it's so hard to look at him play well and not start to imagine what it would be like if he puts it all together. The injury stuff is real. The choking in the Celtics game is real. All those things are real. But when he's playing with the 70 points against Wemby, that's all That's also, I don't know
dude,
what to
you
do.
You sound like, you know the TikTok girl that has Tourette's?
Dude, we're not doing that.
That's what she's doing. You sound like that.
We're
like,
not doing
an awkward
that,
pause.
We are not, we're not doing that.
Dude, one thing I do respect about Embiid is, even though with him coming up short sometime in that one Celtics game, he does push himself to the limit. Like, he'll most times he'll give you what he has, and a lot of times he just don't have it. Like, when you're 7 foot, whatever he is, like, sometimes it's, like, hard to chew gum and walk at the same time, for real, for real. So when people are really like, he can't stay upright, and da-da-da-da-da, like, for him to move the way he moves, like, he's super skilled, man. And if you remember Sam Bowie and, like, Greg Oden, like,
yeah.
This is sometimes, like, when you're built, like, a certain kind of way, like even, like, Patrick Ewing, like, he never had, like, a catastrophic injury, but you can't tell me that his knees were the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just some players just have, like, a long career. They get lucky.
Well, and he's 7 foot. He's disproportionate, too, with the weight. Like, his thighs and his butt, that's where a lot of his weight is at there.
Yeah.
And then the game that he plays, meaning his ability, he has, and he likes to play a more skillful position. So he's asking his body to do things that 6'7", 6'8", guys do when he's 7-plus feet. And I think especially early in his career when he was younger, I mean, we watched him do a lot of those things, and we're like, whoa.
Right.
His body is not built like Hakeem Olajuwon's.
Right, the slender.
Yeah.
Olajuwon was like 6'9", though, for real.
But yeah.
Quick.
Yep.
Like, even like Yao Ming was skilled, but he was so big that his body failed him. And I'm not trying to, like, wish no shame on, like, Wemby. Like, he's super skilled, too, but you can't look at him and say, like, he's going to have a long, healthy career. He's already been hurt a couple times. Nah. Like, it's just hard being that big and tall and putting that kind of pounding on your body and stuff at that size. So,
yeah, unless you're built like –
can, like, at least give us 40 games, man, and I think we'll have, like, a chance to make, like, a second or third round playoff. You know what I mean? The East is wide open, you know what I'm saying? So
yep. I agree.
That's my thoughts.
Derek, why don't you give us something stupid you did when you were young?
I used to like throwing snowballs at cars, man, and then sometimes they get out and chase you, man. But sometimes you would get caught.
Yep, did that too.
There has been a lot of throw stuff at cars during this show. We are not endorsing any of that. Just to be clear, you should not do that.
No.
If you're a young person or even an old person thinking about maybe that would be fun and is not fun.
You throw something in a car nowadays, you might get more than paws put on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might get some heat drawn on you.
All I want for Embiid is this.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a playoff run where he's healthy, and if he fails when he's healthy,
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
I could swallow that. I could look back at stop.
Yeah, come on,
don't,
man.
Don't. That wasn't on purpose.
Is it a challenge?
No, stop.
We got company.
Well, I'm trying with the hiccups as well. I'm getting some good advice on Twitter. Thank you to everybody with the hiccups. I think they might be gone.
No, they're not.
I just want him to play in the playoffs. And like I said, if he fails, he fails. Even in that Celtics series where he choked, he didn't play in three of those games because of the knee.
The knee
at that point.
Yep.
We had the Bell's palsy and the knee and the... Yeah. Like all the,
Jesus, man. What hasn't he had?
Yeah, broken face he had.
My goodness.
I just want him to have the playoff run where either he, forgetting about whether his body fails him, whether he succeeds or he doesn't succeed. That's all I want.
Yeah, you want
it.
A healthy run out
yes.
of it.
And then
see where it goes.
And then everybody, then when we argue about it, we can just say either he did it or he didn't do it.
I agree.
But it wasn't some injury thing that prevented him from doing it.
I agree.
215-592-9494. Ooh, I got to talk about Gaida with the hiccups. Well, look, Gaida, I love you. I'm going to do this because I love you. And I'm going to tell you because I love you. Your windows, your old drafty windows, they really are a disgrace. And your family has been looking to you to replace your old drafty windows because they go through the winter and they see that feel that cold air coming through the windows. They know that your energy bills are getting higher and they are on you to change it. If you go to Guida right now, you have the buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors, which means buy one, get one half off, right? Mix and match as you please. So, you know, if you want to get an entry door, you can get half off a storm door. You buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. Doesn't have to be one for one, the same exact thing, right? And when you replace your windows and doors and start that project with Guided, these can be big projects, admittedly. You can start your project with no money down, which is a help to you. Also helps you, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. This is a limited-time offer, and restrictions apply. So call Guided today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So all right, enough. Enough.
Nope.
Enough. Baldy over there. It's toupee. I just want to thank.
Yes.
One of these two things worked with the hiccups. Mm-hmm. Here are the two things I got suggestion. One, somebody said, drink some water. Don't. Mm-hmm. And then look down. And when you're looking down, swallow the water. Or somebody said,
never heard that one.
Hold your breath and swallow three times. I tried both of the. Jack, come on, man. I'm trying to. This is a real
what
thing.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Just not address it?
No, it's funny. It was just funny.
He's enjoying you.
It's great.
Well, but he's going to clip all of it. It's not fair.
It's not fair. Yeah, he's not fair.
Let's go to the Eagles inside of the year power rankings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
It's a big week for the insiders. You know, when we were talking about the Eagles Insider of the Power, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings last week, I put a bounty on the BG thing. I said, that's what we want. We want one of you guys to break the Brandon Graham thing. And I guess they all took it to heart because the Brandon Graham story did break this week. And the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings reflects that. Now, normally I go 5-1, but in true buzz fashion, I'm going to go 1-5 because the back end of the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings is more interesting than the top. Okay. Number one on Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, and we don't want to do this. We don't want to give it to a national guy. We give it to Adam Schefter, who had the BG story.
He was the first one, yeah.
Before anybody else. So you might ask, well, how does the rest of this list go? Well, number two, we have all of the Eagles beat writers who are on the mass text list who got the information at the exact same time.
And tweeted out the exact same time.
And tweeted out and pretended that they, and they're all using this sort of stuff. John Clark, you know, did the, as I said, and I've been told, and, you know, they were all trying to point to things that they said earlier. We all knew that this could happen. You don't get any credit for a week ago or 2 weeks ago saying it could happen. We all knew that. So congratulations to all the Eagles beat writers who say, you know, who when we traded for Tank Bigsby all said it was for kickoffs, you know, who all just say exactly what they are told to say. You thought you were special getting the BG scoop and you weren't.
Everyone got it.
They all got it at the same time. Congratulations. You're all number two. None of you are number one. And there's no more Eagles inside of the Year Power Rankings for this week. It's 1 and 2. It's Schefter and everybody else. You got scooped by Schefter.
Yep. Wow.
What BG's? You could just walk up and ask BG, for Christ's sake. He's around. He'll talk to you.
He's, I mean, he is.
No,
he's, you're right.
You know, BG's a good guy. You talk to him, ask him a question. Normally, he's going to answer you. You know what they did? They all just waited for the text.
Well, here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
And I said this last week. during the week. The fact that he hadn't refuted the stories out there.
Yes.
The guy has a platform if he wanted to say, don't believe what you're hearing out there. I'm not coming back. He could have very easily have said that at any point. He didn't.
Yes.
And it was the worst kept secret in the city.
Just waiting for the text.
Yeah, we're just waiting on it.
Waiting for the text. If you want to be the Eagles Insider of the Year, you have to go get the story. Right? We're not gonna take it lazy. Oh, I got the text. You can't get used to, and this is the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the battle here for the local reporters because so many times the team or the agent wants to give it to the national guy. I understand what you're up against, but that's why you gotta grind.
Yes,
that's why you gotta build relationships. You know, Rossini's out here calling GMs and getting trade block stuff. What are you doing?
Yeah. And everybody want to attack her.
Yeah.
She's working.
Because she's working. What are you doing? You're going to practice what you're allowed, and all 40 of you are tweeting out that A.J. Brown's not practicing. Congratulations. You were at NovaCare. You drove to NovaCare. Congratulations. Build a relationship for once.
What is that?
It's a sheep.
Because they're all sheep. Okay. You know, I think it's really a goat.
Yes, that's where I was going with
I think
that.
I'm that's
like,
a
that is a goat.
No. Well, I don't care. No. It's like, this is not really an eagle. It's a falcon.
Right.
Well,
Ike was both. So, and like Kemsky, very cute tweet, but that could have been a real report.
Yes.
About A.J. Brown meeting with Big Dom for a couple minutes.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
Boy, yeah, we had not been in commercial break when we saw that. We were running with that one.
Yeah, you should have heard the show during the commercial break here.
I am glad I texted him.
Yes,
that thank
could
you have turned into
that.
A storm.
Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. We can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Rios at North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What up, gentlemen? Before I get in these sixes, man, what's going on, Spike? How's your day going, brother?
What do you have a problem with, Rios? I can hear it in your... All right, enough.
There's a lot of stuff going around. Like, look, let me just tell you this. You know, like...
Yeah.
When I was younger, I know with the grown man thing, and say, like, it's somebody very close to me, you know what I mean? You know, you'd be like... Damn, bro. Like, say I came up to Ike, it was his birthday that I think it was last year's birthday. He had like this vest on, that sharp John with his Jordans or whatever. Like, yo, what's up, dog? Like, look good, brother. You know what I mean? You know, we'll say something like that as older. And when I was younger, like, you know, if it was girls around and I'm like, I got a homie and a girl be like, so do he look good? And I look at her like, yo, he get a lot of girls. Yeah. I mean, in that way, the Oubre thing kind of like, yo, man, like, I would have, like, if we were right next to each other walking, I would have had to probably grab you by your neck because you just pretty much told me you double take that the bull. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, look, I'm a happily married man, and I will stay that way. But I am comfortable in saying that I'm just being honest. I was sitting there, and Oubre walks in, and it doesn't help the guy's 6'8". He, you know, he's dressed friggin' cool. He's
about to start again.
His eyes pierce.
Have you seen his eyes?
His eyes are beautiful.
Stop.
It's how I feel.
No, and I know you're being honest, but hold on. See, the disturbing part is not only now, like, I didn't think it could get worse than that. Like, yo, you like, this the most yamming bull I ever see. You just, you had to tell me you were happily married. I know this. You ain't got to. Man, look, all right, off this subject, man, sixes, man. We ain't going nowhere with this. Look, man, first of all, I'm just be honest, like, you know what I mean? I can't really get up for a lot of things. Pause. I can't really get into this.
Ooh, boy.
This thing because of Boy George, first of all. You know what I mean? And you know, I want the best for Embiid. It's just, you know, with his health. But then, you know, his big baby antics, I hope that stops, like, really, like, really turn into an a-hole and, like, not, like, almost like that time when Kobe was going through whatever and he was like, F everybody. Like, okay, get to that point. Not all the trolling. Like, sometimes it's a funny bull. Well, you're a funny bull, but you end up too much of a goofy. And a goofy bull is a nut.
Like, so, Dwight Howard.
You know what I mean? I don't want him to goofy bull. But But yeah, that now, I'll say this. Listening to y'all before, I almost probably, you know what I mean, crashed in the, just going in the garage when I, that was when you said a Kelly thing. But anyway, y'all kind of convinced me where I'm kind of like, all right, you know what? Let me give it a chance and watch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because Boy George ain't playing today, so whatever.
No, he's not. Yeah. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Rios, I tell everybody. If he gets hurt or they stink, you can just stop watching. But do you really want to deprive yourself of the fact that of him playing well in a Sixers uniform while he's here? The worst case scenario, do you do what everybody did last year? It stinks.
Yep.
Stop watching.
Stop paying attention.
Yeah.
I get that. It's just more to when, like, it's everything with me is everything Philadelphia. Like I told y'all, when I joined the military at 18, I didn't wear no other type of jersey, hat, or nothing like that. Only time now, if I ever wore anything, is my kids could wear whatever is a Kobe Bryant jersey, and that's bigger for a whole type of other thing. But I go into this Philadelphia stuff real strong, where it's like, I'm going to always say it's never going to be about Allen Iverson the best. And reason why, it's like, yo, like, just his whole attitude and body in the city, not just a straight killer. That's just me. I love killers, man. You know what I mean? So it sometimes made me be like, I watch it and say they end up doing this baby sucker stuff. Then I'm like, yo, I just gave my life away that I cannot get back. How am I going to get this back? But I ain't going to deprive myself. I can be honest. This is probably one of the first times in a lot of ways I listened to it, and y'all really convinced me of this because I really wasn't thinking of nothing about them, you know what I mean, Sixers. But, you know what I mean, it is what it is. But what was that question, you know what I mean?
Oh boy, the question on you. We're asking people something stupid they did when they were a kid, you know?
I ain't going to go deep into two. But I'm going to just get this one where, to me, it's still to this day funny. So if y'all remember, Jack won't remember, when really cable started coming out before, you know, when you had just the channels on the regular local TV, then cable came out and it was real, everybody starting to get cable and then people could do cable lines, whatever. During that time, every cable and cable box, your remote will work in the other house's remotes. So I used to go in the alley. We used to go in the alley or climb over on porches. And, like, there used to be old folks, man. And we would change the channel. Right? I mean, and they literally, like almost like.
They don't know what's going on, yeah.
Oh, dude, exactly. That is crazy. I would imagine the first time they change it back and they're thinking, oh, that's weird, and then you just do it again.
All right, what the hell is going on?
Now, during that time, it was, man, it was like that. And man, you get people. I mean, but not on the same subject, but my brother did get me back when we were watching Candyman, and he grabbed the umbrella and that he put the hook around my neck. Oh my God, boy. But anyway, hey gentlemen, y'all take care. Ike,
yes,
I'm
gonna
leave it to you to fix my man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll get him right.
Fixed.
I'll get him right.
I'm fixed.
Jackie is just gonna egg him on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
all right,
y'all
Rios.
Take care, man.
All right, bro. Well, Jack,
that's the first time I've ever heard Rios laughing.
I know.
Yeah, he doesn't really laugh.
He's so intense, yeah.
Jack is a fan of what's our catcher's name? Real Muto's Cavs.
Unbelievable Cavs.
Yeah.
I've never looked there.
Yeah, we'll go to
we'll
see
if
he's
a catcher. Catcher's got to have great Cavs.
Well, right? You'd think so.
Yeah.
You
well, that catcher on the Blue Jays, that's the fattest catcher I ever saw, Alejandro Kirk.
Alejandro Kirk?
Yeah.
Best two-strike hitter in baseball.
Yeah, big old belly there. All right, Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Hold on. I did cut this, too.
Don't.
This is... But Alejandro Kirk.
Yeah.
And not me. Anyway, so, no, but the 6'7 thing got me thinking. More of the most notable viral sensations of my life.
Ooh, viral sensations. That'll be a good one.
That ought to be good.
6'7. I'm trying to get the kids to not do it. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm trying to make them think it's not cool.
Now we're all on to him now.
Yeah.
We figured him out.
Oh, 6'7".
Apparently, it's been going on since July, so we're a little late.
Whatever. We were first on, what's her name? Hawk Tua, we're first on that. Sometimes we're first, sometimes we're second. Speaking of viral sensations, so the top five of five is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.